Bow. Heavenly Father, we humbly bow this time. Thank you that we have another opportunity to meet together and to praise you, Father, and to be with one another. We pray that by being here tonight, this can be an encouragement to us all. Help us to stay focused throughout the week, to be an encouragement to others and people that we meet and talk to, and pray that we'd be willing to share your word with confidence. And we also pray that you be with those who are traveling at this time, that you keep them safe, heal those who are sick, and especially those who have serious illnesses. We think of Jeff Clark, Father, and pray that his health would continue to improve, and that you watch over him and comfort him and his family. We also remember Karen Bartle and Anthony Mitchell and Keith Anderson, Father, and just pray that you be with them and many more who are struggling with illnesses, Father. We pray that you forgive us when we fall short, and that we would be devoted to you and pray to you, Father, and maintain that relationship, and just pray that you keep us safe and keep us strong, Father. Make this prayer through your Son's name. Amen.
Amen.
Matter how many years we live on this land, in this earth.
us that have our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life will live forever with the Lord.
Amen.
I like to be here longer than have the water days and watch the fleeting changes of life's uneven ways. But if my Savior calls me to that sweet home on high, I'll live with Him forever in glory by and by. Oh, yes, I'll live in glory
I love these singings, especially when you get those songs that send those goosebumps all the way to your heart. Amen. And your soul feels like it's just, your whole body's lifting, turning totally light. And you're just totally singing, not to us, but to God.
Amen.
If you'll turn with me in James, I want to read the whole chapter, but not the whole scripture, the whole book, but just the first chapter of James. James 1 and following. James, a bondservant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven, tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Let the lowly brother glory in his exaltation, but the rich in his humiliation, because as a flower of the field he will pass away. For no sooner has the sun risen with a burning heat than it withers the grass. Its flowers falls, and its beautiful appearance perishes. So the rich man will also fade away in his pursuits. Blessed is the man who endures temptations, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then, when desires has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creations. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. If anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this: to visit the orphans and widows in their trouble, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world.
Amen. Amen.
Number 262.
Thank you.
Besides, that's Brother Franklin. That's not Franklin, that's Franklin. Yeah, Brother Dre put that up there.
45.
Number 361.
Somewhere beyond.
want to read a little bit from Acts chapter 8. If you want to turn over there. Acts chapter 8 is probably one of my favorite, at least one of my favorite conversion accounts, and that's the Ethiopian eunuch. But to set the stage for Acts chapter 8, we get the happenings of Acts chapter 7 when Stephen was tried before the Sanhedrin and eventually was taken out and stoned. And at the end of that, at the end of that chapter, it says they laid their coats at the beginning of the next chapter, but I think it's that chapter.
No.
It's in verse 58. They laid their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul, and then chapter 8, Saul starts persecuting the church, and that causes the people to go places. Now, the apostles stayed, and some of the church, a lot of the church stayed, but some people went out, and one of those was Philip, the evangelist. And it says in verse 5, when Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. That's important, because if you follow on what if you read along here afterwards, you understand what preaching Christ means.
Amen.
It says, and the multitudes with one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of the many who were possessed, and many who were paralyzed and lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city. But there was a certain man named Simon who previously practiced sorcery in the city and astonished people of Samaria, claiming that he was someone great. We can talk about Simon a little bit, but let's go down to verse 7. But when they believed Philip, as he preached these things, considered the kingdom of God, in the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized. And Simon was also baptized. So what does it mean to preach Christ? Well, it's important to understand that baptism is part of preaching Christ. And we can see that in the next story. If you go down a little bit further, you'll see that the Holy Spirit tells Philip, he says, I need you to go someplace. And I need you to go and on the road down to Gaza. And so it says, now the angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert. And he arose and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge over all of her treasury and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning, and sitting in his chariot, he was reading Isaiah the prophet. And then the Spirit said to Philip, go near and overtake the chariot. So Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, do you understand what you're reading? And the Ethiopian eunuch said, he said, how can I unless someone guides me? And he asked Philip to come up and sit with him. And the place in the scripture where he read was this, and he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb is silent before its shearers, he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his justice was taken away. Who will declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. So the eunuch answered Philip and said, I ask you, of whom does the prophet say this, of himself or someone else? Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning at this scripture, preached Jesus to him. Now, what do you think that includes? Well, it includes baptism, because when they get to water, what does the Ethiopian eunuch say? He says, look, here's water. What hinders me to be baptized? Now, there are a couple things that I think about when I think about this. The Ethiopian eunuch was apparently a proselyte, a proselyte Jew. He wasn't a Jew because he was an Ethiopian. And he was in Jerusalem worshiping. And not only that, he was probably pretty wealthy because he bought a scroll while he was in Jerusalem and he was reading it on the way home. Scrolls weren't cheap, right? They were meticulously handwritten out and all of that. So he bought the scroll of Isaiah, and he's reading it on the way home. Chapter 53, we know, right? And he gets to that part. But one thing you should notice is that before he got to that part, what had to happen? Philip had to leave Samaria and go down to Gaza. That's not an easy trip for sure, but Philip left when the Spirit told him to leave. And he got to there at the exact time when the Ethiopian eunuch was ready to have someone preach Christ to him. One of the things that makes me think of is that if there's someone who needs the gospel preached to him, God will send a person to that man or woman. What if you're that person? Now, Philip had an advantage. The Spirit said, go up next to that chariot. go get him. We don't always have that advantage, right? But there are opportunities out there, and we should pray for opportunities, and we should pray that when those opportunities come, we recognize them. Because an honest heart, which is what the Ethiopian eunuch was, when he's presented with the gospel, he'll say, look here, here's water, what needs me to be baptized? Now, what did Philip say? Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's all it took. Jesus said in Mark 16:16, he who believes and is baptized will be saved. He believed. He was baptized. What do you suppose happened to him? He was saved. Is that a great thing or what?
Amen.
There's a necessary inference here that preaching Christ includes baptism. If you go over to Acts chapter 22, verse 16, Paul is told, arise and be baptized, washing away your sins. We can make, Gary was saying that he was riding down the road in his truck and some guy was talking about the Church of Christ. He says, those Church of Christers, they believe that Acts 2:38 or something is the end of everything, right? They will argue over what the word for means. How can you argue what the word arise and wash away your sins means? How can you argue with what Philip told the Ethiopian eunuch? I find it very difficult.
Amen.
But baptism is for remission of sins. So if you want to be baptized, if you want the prayers of the congregation, come forward while we stand and sing. Number two.
Come we that love the Lord, and let our joy be known. Join in a song with sweet accord. Join in a song with sweet accord. And thus around the throne, and thus around the throne, we're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Let those
upward to Zion.